So in a fairly high-profile move yesterday, Amazon unveiled the large language model behind its voice assistant, Alexa, which is essentially positioning it, and they're positioning it right now as a super agent in the AI landscape. So Rohit Prasad, who's Amazon's generative AI head, gave a kind of behind-the-scenes glimpse into this really fast evolution that they've done. For those that don't remember, most of these, assistant kind of technology platforms completely scrapped. I believe Google's completely scrapping the entire Google's assistant, and they're rebuilding them essentially with something like ChatGPT with a large language model instead, as this technology is a lot better. They're going to have a lot of in-house stuff to make it, work and be impactful, but essentially those past platforms are getting completely scrapped. The only one that I haven't really heard much from is Amazon's Siri. I don't want to hate too much on Amazon, but I'm hoping they follow suit and come up with something that's a little bit more advanced and a little bit, more forward thinking. So in any case, Alexa's latest LLM avatar isn't just an upgrade, according to them. They say it is a complete overhaul. So now it is intertwined with thousands and thousands of devices and services, according to Prasad, who is the senior vice president and chief scientist of artificial general intelligence. He kind of climbed Amazon's ranks since he joined back in 2014. But in any case, he shared some of his insights from the company's new headquarters, and he says that the integrations make Amazon's Alexa deeply rooted in real-time knowledge that resonates directly with users. So the sheer scale of API connections, he believes, is unparalleled. So this really could be something revolutionary. I haven't tested it. They're kind of holding it close to the chest. I don't think they have a full launch yet, but I do believe this is going to be something revolutionary. If what they're saying is true, that they have an insane amount of API connections, I really do think that is kind of the way we take these assistants to the next level. So of course, ChatGPT is powerful. It generates content, gives you ideas, and responds. But if you actually want to translate something ChatGPT tells you into the real world, you need APIs, you need connections to software you currently use. Google's going to be able to do this, I think, in a big way because, they have integrations directly into your Gmail, into your, Google Docs, Drive, Google Meet, Calendar, like so many different pieces of YouTube, so many pieces of software that you use every day are created by Google. And so I think Google's going to have a powerful case for this. Their assistant's going to be really powerful in kind of doing things for you. Amazon, I think, will be able to do a lot. They're integrated into a lot of different things, smart homes and whatnot. So it'll be really interesting to see how this works. And I think they're playing the right move here with essentially doing these API connections, right? You can tell it to do something, it's connecting to a piece of software you have and fulfilling that task. So Alexa's journey with AI is not new, but this leap, which is featuring some state-of-the-art LLMs and a decoder-only architecture, really resonates with the acceleration of Alexa's debut, which was way back in 2014. This thing was getting a little old and outdated, so now they've given it a full-on refresh. And Prasad kind of noted that their mission is to develop a personal AI that offers a seamless, intuitive interaction or interactive experience. Whatever, I'm sure anyone could say that. In any case, he was really quick to differentiate Amazon's approach from other ones like ChatGPT or Anthropic's Claude, saying, quote, "We're not a chatbot in a browser." And he kind of talked and emphasized the fact that Alexa's tangible impact on the real world, contrasting with more of the chatbot experience. And really, they're saying it's going to have a bigger impact because it's actually integrated into APIs and software. So it can actually do the thing. You tell it to do something and it does the thing versus ChatGPT, where you just ask it a question and it's just kind of inside of its own little bubble, its own little world. So the new Alexa essentially has the fusion of computer vision, natural language processing, and pattern recognition, which is making it hugely complex, according to them. And he said the essence is to kind of simplify this complexity for users and developers. Now, something that I think is really interesting here, we're going to see all of these big, huge companies like Google and Amazon and everyone else making these big, huge pivots to AI and all the crazy things they can do. And they're going to tell everyone, like, I'm so much better than ChatGPT, blah, 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 try to put it down, which I think is, I love the healthy competition. This pushes everyone to be better. One thing I will note, it kind of reminds me of like a lot of legacy automakers who for years refused to create electric cars, said it was impossible, the battery technology wasn't there, yada, yada. Tesla came around, made it viable. Then all of a sudden, every car company is coming out with electric cars. Some of them are saying, we're going to be a completely electric by X, Y, and Z year. And it's kind of interesting because there's this whole thing where it's like, no one does it. Like all of these tech companies, like Amazon, Google, Microsoft, they had the, and Apple, they had the money to do ChatGPT. They even had the technology, but they were worried about cannibalization. It was a big cost. They weren't quite there. They just didn't have the vision. They were big kind of corporate slow companies. All of a sudden, a startup comes in, makes this incredible thing, and it gets really popular. And now everyone has to do it. And they're like, I don't know, it's kind of funny to me when they're like putting down ChatGPT, like, it's just like this little, you know, this little toy on a browser. Ours is so much better, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, yeah, well, if it wasn't for that little toy on a browser, there's no way you would have put this massive investment. You would have had the direction and the vision to pull off what you're doing. So it's just funny. Totally understandable. But, you know, I guess there's the ChatGPT doesn't get to be the hero and no one's going to give it a round of applause when, you know, they're all competing and having to say why they're the best. So the real, I think what, well, really what I think is interesting here is kind of as with any tech products, which are deeply embedded into daily lives, questions of privacy arise, right? So Alexa has previously faced a lot of scrutiny on this front, as have other Amazon acquisitions like Roomba. However, Prasad was really, pretty much she said that Amazon's stance on data privacy hasn't changed. She's kind of emphasizing user trust as being paramount. He asserted that the company's commitment to transparency is really strong, and he's kind of reminding people that they've always have the power to monitor and manage their data via the privacy dashboard. That is not my favorite, like, response. Sure, like, talk about how privacy is important and whatnot. I think that's cool. But, like, being like, I just hate it when tech companies are like, you guys have the power to, like, monitor your data. Like, yeah, right. You guys, like, throw it in, like, the most hard-to-find settings, like Google, when they're like, you can opt out of us scraping your entire Gmail and training our models with it. They're not doing that, but they have a bunch of different things that are, like, using your data and stuff now for AI stuff. And so they're like, well, you can opt out of it at any time. It's like, yeah, right. Like, how, I didn't know you like added that to the terms of service. So unless I was reading this article or listening to this podcast right now, I had no idea you'd be doing that. I'm going to, what, you pop up this terms of service, like 1,000 new things, and I'm just going to click accept because I have to click accept to get the latest iOS update. And then now it's in some random settings dashboard somewhere I got to like dig up and find. Anyways, that's just like my pet peeve is when these big software companies are like, you have the power to like see what data and like turn off your settings and like opt out of stuff. It's like, yeah, I don't know. Seems kind of scummy. In any case though, I think despite Alexa's, you know, huge capabilities right now, some like really Prasad kind of insisted on a crucial distinction. He said that Alexa is and always will be an AI as it gets embedded into homes and lives. He emphasized the need for users to be aware of its AI nature. I don't know, he's kind of alluding to the fact that you might think it's a human. It's kind of weird, but whatever. This is a direct quote. If there's any point where people forget it's an AI, then Alexa should remind people that it's an AI. I don't know, that's also just like the weirdest concept. I'm sure people don't think Alexa is a real human being. In my opinion, this announcement kind of solidifies Amazon's position in the AI realm. It sets a tone for what future voice assistants are going to look like, which are going to be really integrated, going to be very intuitive, and are going to have a lot of like third-party software kind of built in and accessible. It's going to be really interesting to see how this scales. If this gives like a big boost to Amazon devices in general, and it's going to be interesting to see how other assistants respond, specifically Alexa. Or specifically responses from Siri, Cortana, and Google's Assistant.